Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulleavy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulleavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulleavy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulleavy moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Reeves fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Miller reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Whatwood picks up the ball and throws it to Cecil, who tags the runner out. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cecil moves to third. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball four. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Ryan moves to second. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henry for the out. Cecil scores. Ryan moves to third. Tate moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan scores. Tate scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malivi strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reeves. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a line drive towards first. Whatwood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ryan bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henry hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Tate moves to second. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive to left field. Jolly throws towards third. Ryan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ryan. Reeves moves to third. Berry moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reeves tags and scores. Berry tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Barnes reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 3 in the game. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reeves moves to second. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Jack Russell pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Reeves scores. Russell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Ted Lyons now pitching. George Smith pinch runs for Jack Rothrock. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 4 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Ed Durham now pitching. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Watwood is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Greg Malivi. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.